Thank you. We'd like to welcome everyone to the February 5th Mesa City Council meeting. All of our council is present. We're going to begin our meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Ben Diaz with the Palabra de Vida, also known as Word of Life Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Kevin Thompson. So please stand for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to just say for a moment before I start, open this up in prayer. It's an honor to be here with you. You are the authorities of the city, and one thing that is very important to know for you, if you don't already know, is there's churches all over the valley always praying for you, always covering you in prayer, praying for wisdom for you, and I'm very happy to do that here in person today. And, you know, Romans 13:1 says that God is the one who establishes all authority. So as amazing as it is, and you've been chosen by the people, by voters and the public in general, you know, I just want to reiterate today that God has chosen you and put you in the place of authority that you are and given you a sphere of influence that nobody else has the ability to influence like you have an opportunity in this time, in this season of your life. So I want to thank you, and I want to want you to know that we pray for you, and that we pray for wisdom of God every day in your decisions. So let me pray. Father God, I just thank you so much right now for this time and this honor of opening up this meeting in prayer. And we just thank you for your wisdom that will be in this place and reside in every member of the council and Mayor Giles. And Father, I just pray that your wisdom would be always flowing through our tongues and from our hearts, that divine heavenly wisdom would be the one that would help us rule in our spheres of influence and every decision that they have to make. I thank you for righteousness that flows through us to make the right decisions for everything that is in front and is on the table every time and every week. So I thank you for your protection over the families. Thank you for your protection over their jobs, their spheres of influence, and the people that they govern. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Diaz and Mr. Thompson, thank you for helping us get off to a great start. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to take action on the consent agenda. So we'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda for the council. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for It Ain't Chemo, one-day event, Saturday, February 10th, Riverview Park, 2100 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for AMC Superstition East 12, 1935 South Signal Butte Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for ATL Wings, 1455 South Stapley Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Elgin Distillery, one-day craft distillery festival, Saturday, March 3rd, Sunland Village, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Village of Elgin Winery, one-day wine festival, Saturday, March 3rd, Sunland Village, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 4A, act on off-track betting license for Turf Paradise to telecast at Moose and Bear, 118 East McKillops Road. Item 5A, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for executive physicals for citywide departments as requested by the Human Resources Department. Item 5B, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for deceased animal collection services for the Community Services Department. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase one replacement fire apparatus and air light rehab unit for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund and authorized 2013 public safety bonds. Item 5D, act on three-year term contract for landscape maintenance services for parks, retention basins, and sports fields. Zones 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5E, act on three-year term contract for plumbing services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase furniture for the main library as requested by the Library Services Department. Item 5G, act on five-year term contract with CDW Government LLC and SHI International Corporation for information technology solutions and services for various departments throughout the city. Item 5A, checked on one-year term contract for electrical and lighting supplies for the materials and supply warehouse for citywide departments. Item 5I, act to re-award the three-year term contract for microfilm conversion services for the police department. Item 5J, act on contract to purchase Falcon District brand signs as requested by the Economic Development Department. This purchase is funded by the local streets sales tax. Item 5K, act on contract to purchase three replacement rollback trailers for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the local street sales tax. Item 5L, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for radio-based endpoint encoders for water meter reading for the Water Resources Department. Item 5M, act on contract to purchase water treatment plant shop tools and equipment for the new Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 5N, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for fire hydrant water meters for the Water Resources Department. Item 5O, act on contract for Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant, Phase 3 Expansion Guaranteed Maximum Price Number 2. This project is funded by the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Joint Venture Fund, with contributions coming from its members based on usage. Mesa's portion is funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 5P, act on contract for sewer pipe and manhole rehabilitation, Mesa Drive, Millet Avenue, Horn, and 6th Avenue. Funding for this project is available from the 2014 wastewater bond program. Item 5Q, act on contract for sidewalks at railroad crossing on Alma School. Funding is available from the local streets sales tax, with most of it reimbursed by a federal grant under the Railway Highway Grade Cross Program. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to submit the second substantial amendment to the fiscal year 2017-2018 annual action plan to HUD related to the allocation of funding obtained under the Community Development Block Grant Program. This amendment will allow for reallocation of funds from the Senior Center Renovation Project 247 North McDonald to the Eagles Park Project 828 East Broadway Road. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with DPS to accept Victims of Crime Act grant funds. The funding will be used for salaries and expenses for the Mesa Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Unit for 3 years. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with New Singular Wireless PCS for a cellular site on a portion of 5950 East Virginia Street, also known as Mesa Fire Station 214. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with PPGN Ray LLP for reimbursement for regional street and street lighting improvements being required by the city in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Chrisman Road at PPGN. This is located at 5461 South Ellsworth Road. Item 6E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Transportation for the pavement rehabilitation of Adobe Road from Higley Road to Becker Road. The city will contribute for the portion of the project within city boundaries that will be funded from the 2013 Street Bond Program. Item 6F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the First Amendment to the Development Agreement, Ground and Air Lease, and License Agreement with 3W Management LLC to facilitate development, job creation, and retention at city-owned property generally located at the southwest corner of Main Street and South Pomeroy and 34 South Pomeroy, which is a development commonly known as The Grid. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00323, the 8800 to 8900 blocks of East Main Street, located west of Red Mountain Freeway on the south side of Main Street. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of an RV dealership and storage facility. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00309, the 5200 block of East Inverness Avenue on the south side, located east of Higley Road, south of the US 60. Rezone and site plan review for development of a commercial building. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00283, the 7100 to 7300 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of Ray Road. This request will allow for development of an industrial subdivision. Item 8C, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00432, the 800 and 900 blocks of West Southern Avenue, the 1200 and 1300 blocks of South Extension Road, and the 800 and 900 blocks of West Grove Avenue, located at the southwest corner of Southern Avenue and Extension Road. plan area development and site plan modification to allow development of a new multiple residence building in an existing multiple residence complex. And item 9A, act on subdivision plat, All Red Ranch, the 2900 to 3100 blocks of East Southern Avenue and the 900 to 1200 blocks of South Los Alamos. This is located east of Lindsay Road on the north side of Southern Avenue. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, thank you. I see that Mr. Thompson has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Glover, to approve the consent agenda. Please vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 10, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak? Okay. That being the case, Council, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.